And now it's letter time. Our producer, Joanne Griffith, is here with me. Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Tony.
So a mixed bag on the letter front this week, I understand, starting with responses to a piece we covered yesterday on the alleged altercation between performers Chris Brown and his girlfriend Rihanna. Some people not too happy with comments made by our guest, Marvette Brito.
Yes, that's right. Starting with Manaka Chanduka on our website, she writes, Miss Brito's positive assertion that Rihanna would not press charges because she was in a relationship for well over a year made me queasy. The victim's right to press charges should not be trivialized as a simple career albatross.
Mira Sanchez from Monroe, Michigan added her thoughts via email. She says, Rihanna should press charges to show the world that you can't back down once the bruises heal and the swelling goes down. Shame on Marvette Brito for putting public image before standing up for yourself and what is right. Of course, we'll continue to cover this story as it develops on News & Notes.
Now, last Friday, we looked at President Obama's effect on the media and what this means for black journalists working in mainstream news organizations and on specialist publications. Laura Henning from Georgia says color is irrelevant when covering presidential affairs. She writes, I think you're forgetting how reporters become White House reporters. You need to have an outlet that puts a reporter in the press room, and you need to have the contacts that would allow you to be hired as said reporter. If you don't have people to confirm or respond to a story, the color of your skin is not going to make a difference.
And staying with the White House, how to address the new president continues to get folks hot under the collar this week and caused a stir on our bloggers' roundtable yesterday. Here's Kevin Ross.
This whole point about Barack's name, the president's name, right now, it doesn't matter what you call him. Folks are hurting and they need jobs. And if we're not able to address that on a level that people can relate to, they're going to be calling him more than just what we're referring to right now.
But some of our listeners just don't agree. Barry Hoffman is one of them. He writes, I keep hearing President Obama referred to as Mr. Obama on your broadcasts. I think that this is very disrespectful and wish he would correct it. Likewise, Sue Fitzsimmons from Greensboro, North Carolina, notes, the inauguration is over. He should be referred to by the title President.
Well, just to clarify, it is NPR's policy to address the president as President Obama when he is first mentioned in a piece. After that, he is called Mr. Obama. This is how all previous presidents have been addressed on national public radio in the past.
Now, Tony, before we go, some love for you and the show. Detwan Williams from New York writes, I think it's unbelievable in an age where we have an African-American elected to the White House that we're losing black media. Valeria Jones from Athens, Georgia, says she's sad to see the end of News & Notes next month. She writes, my friends and I, both black and white, listen to the show and it helps me to understand what's happening in the world. And Paul Barnes from Bensalem, Pennsylvania, captures it all in the title of his email, Tony Cox Rules.
Very nice. Thank you very much. I'm humbled. Well, that's it for letters. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few weeks. And to write us, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Be sure to click on News & Notes when you write to us.
And do tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Joanne, thank you very much.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News & Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, President Obama took office with a war on two fronts and an explosive conflict in the Middle East. We'll take a closer look at the Obama administration's emerging foreign policy.